Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Narcissists don't like holidays. They don't like gift giving. They don't like birthdays. They don't like special occasions. They don't like opportunities where they are not going to be the center of attention. And they don't want to have to be giving other people attention. And they certainly don't want to have to show up for people and have, you know, a fuss be about somebody other than them. So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung, and this is an episode that is kind of fun to do, but it's also been a really, really popular video on my YouTube, as well as a blog and all of that. And that is, it's gifts that are red flags that you're in a relationship with a narcissist. I will say that I may or may not have actually received some of these things. So why do I know so well? So anyway, it's an interesting topic, and it's a popular topic. And with holidays just wrapping up, as well as Valentine's Day, and hey, you know, there's always birthdays and all kinds of other things coming along, that, you know, you want to know, am I in a relationship with a narcissist? And by looking at these red flags, you know, when it comes time to give a gift, then you might know that you are actually in a relationship with a narcissist. You know, narcissists don't like holidays. They don't like gift giving. They don't like birthdays. They don't like special occasions. They don't like opportunities where they are not going to be the center of attention, and they don't want to have to be giving other people attention, and they certainly don't want to have to show up for people and have, you know, a fuss be about somebody other than them. So, you know, when it comes time for gift giving, they really, really are bad at it because they don't like to have to do it. It's, you know, it's almost like they're digging their heels in and almost like rebelling. They just don't want to have to do it. So one of the signs that you are get in a relationship with a narcissist is if you get some kind of exercise equipment or like a membership to a gym. Narcissists are often passive aggressive, and this is a way of giving you a quote unquote gift while also devaluing you by saying, hey, you need to lose weight, or you need to be in better shape, or, you know, whatever it is to try to satisfy their standards, right? So, you know, I actually had a family member who received an abdominizer years ago for one of her birthdays. Her husband is now her ex-husband from a long time ago. And she was like super tiny and, you know, and definitely in shape at the time. So it was just a way to devalue her a little bit and just put in a little bit of a dig. And you know, a person who actually loves you for you is not looking only at your outer self, right? You know, they love you for you, the essence of you, the person who, the beautiful soul that resides within you. So if you're getting these little passive aggressive digs about what you look like, you know, probably not a good sign. So another red flag that you're in a relationship with a narcissist as, and this was a funny one. One of the people on my team actually said this happened to her, and this is tickets to see his or her favorite artist in concert, not yours, theirs. And one of the people on my team said one of her exes actually got her, tickets to see his favorite artist. And it was like front row seats and great seats for his what a wonderful gift. Or a gift certificate to their favorite restaurant, et cetera, not yours. So this is the kind of thing that they're going to try to sell, that it's something, you know, that they're doing for you to show you how wonderful you are and how thoughtful. And they honestly sometimes think, well, isn't it a beautiful gift for you to actually experience their favorite artist because you just want to be with them and love them so much? And if you say anything about it, then obviously you don't care about them. You don't respect them. You don't respect their likes and dislikes. And now comes a big fight, and it's going to be a fight all about them. You don't like their gift. And now suddenly they've become the victim. And I should say, by the way, I do have this in video form on YouTube, and I also have a video on YouTube about why narcissists hate the holidays and why they tend to ruin holidays. So definitely check those out if you have a moment. So the next one is framed photos of themselves, which is really, really hilarious. Narcissists will think that you want pictures of them, but even more so, I mean, yes, they want to send you pictures of them, no doubt about that. But they also want to be sure that you have pictures displayed of them out so that everyone in your world can see how much you adore them. So, you know, it's kind of funny, but, you know, there they are with framed pictures of themselves, you know, and it's not like even a picture of the two of you as a couple. It's a picture of themselves. And I had a narcissist in my life who was a family member or an extended family member. And this is something that this person used to do quite a bit, is give us framed photos of this person. So anyway, I definitely have seen it for sure. But number three is framed photos of themselves. And so number four is something from a sale or clearance rack. So the reason why a narcissist will do this is because they really hate to spend money on other people. And as I said at the beginning of this podcast, they also hate birthdays and holidays because they're not getting the attention. So they will often do the bare minimum, the bare minimum. They know they have to show up with the gift, you know, because they certainly will look bad if they don't show up with something. But to rebel against their feeling that they're being forced into doing something for someone else, which is another thing that they hate, of course, they'll try to make sure that they show up with something that costs them as little as possible. So, but they want it to not look that way. So it's this little game that they play where they show up with a gift. Here you are. Here's a beautiful gift. It looks like a something, but they paid almost nothing for it. And in their mind, they've kind of gotten away with something that way. And they can be kind of smug about that and maybe laughing to themselves like, ha, 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 you got something. I paid very little for it. You got a gift, but I wasn't forced into spending lots of money, which I absolutely hate to do. And I got you something that was like the bare minimum. So I get the credit for doing something for you because, of course, they want credit for something. But I didn't really have to put myself out that badly because I didn't have to spend that much money on it. So it's kind of like this sick little game that they play because they don't want to have to do something for you. So by getting something off the sale or clearance rack, they satisfy their obligation, but they didn't have to spend a lot of money to do it. So that's number four. So number five is something that isn't in your size. And this can also kind of go hand in hand with the sale clearance rack thing sometimes, because it's like, well, it may not quite be their size, but hey, it's only $5. So I'm just going to get it anyway, because, you know, even though it's like a extra, extra large, and they're like 5'4 and 100 pounds, I will get credit for it. Look, I tried to buy something really nice for this person, and but it was the wrong size. So, you know, I'm actually reminded of Seinfeld as I'm talking about this, where the episode where George Costanza gets this cashmere sweater for like nothing because it had like this red dot on it. And he was like, oh, I'll just get that for, you know, I think it was for Elaine or something. And, you know, and I'll get credit for getting this amazing cashmere sweater, and hopefully she won't notice that it has this red dot. And then Elaine ends up not wanting it because he got this deal on it, and she figures out what happened. And so he ends up trying to give it to this cleaning lady at his office that he had sex with on the desk. And, you know, it's like a whole debacle.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zahn.
You know, a lot of times it's not necessarily inadvertent. And a lot of times they're just so caught up in making sure that they protect themselves by making sure you aren't getting too much attention, since in your mind you deserve none. And number two, making sure that they don't have to go out of their way too much, because I really don't want to have to do anything for anybody else, because that's awful. And number three, making sure that they don't have to spend too much time, money, or effort in getting you something. Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe, private environment online, or it can even be through phone, chat, or text. They help you with any issue that you have, including depression, stress, anxiety, toxic relationships, sleeping, or trauma. Basically, anything you can think of. And if you don't click with your therapist, you can get a new counselor at any time. They're available worldwide, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Best of all, it's truly affordable for my listeners. If you're interested in this online counseling service, why not get started today? Just head to betterhelp.com/Rebecca Zung to fill out the questionnaire and get started. That's betterhelp.com/Rebecca Zung. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high-conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
Just because someone's dominant does not mean that they're a narcissist. So I want to make sure we're not pigeonholing anyone. But one type of behavior to watch out for is someone who comes across as needing to be in charge. That's just their role. That's the way they want to be. But more importantly is how they treat you.
And now we return to today's show.
I mean, obviously, there are certainly some people who get things off a sale or clearance rack, by the way, because, you know, why not be able to do that? It really comes down to the intention of it and what the feeling is and the emotion and the intention is behind it, right? So something that isn't in your size is kind of the same thing. I mean, obviously, it could be, you know, inadvertent, but, you know, a lot of times it's not necessarily inadvertent. And a lot of times they're just so caught up in making sure that they protect themselves by making sure you aren't getting too much attention, since in your mind you deserve none. And number two, making sure that they don't have to go out of their way too much because, I really don't want to have to do anything for anybody else because that's awful. And number three, making sure that they don't have to spend too much time, money, or effort in getting you something. So they'll just grab whatever they can. They grab whatever off the clearance rack or like it's right on their way, you know, to your house or home or wherever it is that you are. And maybe they don't even realize it's the right size or the wrong size. Or, you know, it might not be your size because they want to demonstrate some sort of passive aggression. Again, you know, for example, getting you something in a large when they know you're a small, just to make you feel like maybe you think that you're fat or that they think that you're fat or something like that. So number five is something that isn't in your size. So number six from the special little someone is a promise of a gift in the future. So narcissists are classic future fakers, which means they'll promise you the moon for the future just to pacify you in the present moment. So if your precious little sweetie doesn't show up with anything for you for the holidays or for your birthday or Valentine's or whatever the occasion is, maybe they'll say it was because they didn't have the money right now. I mean, who knows? Bad traffic, COVID, whatever. You know, somebody kept them late at work, who knows? But says that you will be getting the best present ever at some point in the future. This is probably a massive red flag because anyone could do a little something. I mean, even if they don't have two nickels to rub together, they could write a nice letter. They could put together a scrapbook of mementos, pictures, plan a picnic, you know, just something. And so, you know, one classic thing that I've seen a lot of narcissists do is they kind of basically don't remember that it's your birthday or a holiday or something until the last second. So they end up ordering something online and then just saying it didn't come in on time. But then, you know, you could always go back and figure out that they didn't even order it until that day. That's a classic one. Or maybe it's sort of even psychological, you know, like, I don't want to have to do this. So it goes back to that rebellion, that obligation. I mean, like everything they could possibly muster to have to do something for someone else and they hate it. And here comes this obligation. And so, you know, I'll just order something online and I'm going to kind of show them in a little passive aggressive way that, you know, really hate having to do something for you here, but, you know, I'm going to, but there's going to be a little dig involved, a little bit of a message to you of how little value you have, coupled with the message of, I really hate that you're forcing me to do something for you. So number six is a promise of a gift in the future. And number seven is regifting a present that they got from somewhere else or someone else. And this goes hand in hand with buying something as cheap as possible or putting as little thought into a gift as possible. They very much resent having to do anything for anyone else. So, and the more you want them to do something for you, by the way, the less they want to have to do it too. So if they have some sort of a gift laying around that they got from someone else that they have no use for, then hey, why not re-gift it? Why not save themselves the time and the money? And also they get the credit for getting you something, but they didn't actually have to get anything, you know? Like once again, here's this theme that they don't want to have to do anything for you. And so the least amount of time, money, energy, and effort that they have to put into it, thought, whatever, the better it is for them. That's like a win. That's a score. So, and the last thing is something that they know that you hate. You know, a lot of times narcissists want to use this opportunity to show you an opportunity for, you know, for devaluing. Okay. So, and narcissists use passive aggression as one of their ways of devaluing, especially covert narcissists. Passive aggression is one of their primary methods of devaluing. So if you detest chocolate, then here you are getting a huge box of Godiva. That's the perfect gift for, in their mind. For the narcissist, that serves so many purposes and checks so many boxes that they might even delight in their glee as they're wrapping it for you. It devalues you, but also makes them look wonderful. And then if you complain about it, then you don't appreciate them or the painstaking efforts that they went to in order for you to have this wonderful gift of something that you actually can't even stand. And then, so you just end up going, okay, fine, I'll take it, you know, great, they at least did something for me, and you just end up, like, dealing with it because you don't want to have to, you know, say anything and create a fuss, and you don't want them to think that you don't appreciate it because somewhere in your heart of hearts, you're hoping that maybe it was a mistake or somehow maybe they did want to do something for you and you don't want to hurt them. And you just, you're constantly modifying your own behavior. I call it the go along to get along. If you're adopting the go along to get along mantra in your brain on a regular basis, then there's a problem. Then that means that there's something going on that you should probably take a look at and is, you know, not serving you. It's not serving your soul. And so, you know, you should feel good. If you receive a gift for a birthday, a holiday, Valentine's, Mother's Day, you know, whatever the special occasion is, it should be something that you feel good about. And this person who professes to be your person should be making you feel special. And if you don't feel special, if you feel like devalued, if you feel like there's something wrong, like, you know, you can always tell, like, that little hair inside, you know, on the back of your head, or that your that feeling inside, that gut feeling. You just know that there's something wrong and that they didn't really want to do it. And if that's what you're dealing with, then you're probably dealing with a narcissist. So, you know, whether it's a holiday season or whatever the season is, in the case of the narcissist, their gifts may actually end up being a season of revealing, a type of revealing, a way of revealing who they actually are. And so don't ignore those red flags, because they usually are right. You know, Maya Angelou always used to say, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time, because they don't change. Even though they may future fake you and tell you that they're changing, they're really good at that. They might try to get you to believe that this is, you know, not who they're going to be forever and blah, 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 just to string you along and keep you going. And they might throw you enough of a crumb to keep you going, but that doesn't mean that they're actually good people or in it for the long haul or somebody who's going to give you the love and the caring and cherishing you in the way that you deserve for yourself and your life. So if you are dealing with a narcissist, make sure you grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com, and make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to my YouTube channel, get the tools and the free resources that are here for you. I'm devoted to giving you the step-by-step guidance that you need to negotiate with that narcissist and shift that dynamic and change the way things have been, so that when you go head-to-head with them, you feel powerful, you feel you can rule the world. And when you can do that, when you can do that in a way that doesn't cause them more anger and allows you to move on with your life, that's truly winning. That's the real gift right there. So thanks for joining me on this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung, and I will catch you in the next episode. Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.